Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica live in the building. Mm-hmm. I'm live in the building. We got one of our favorite homies in the building.
Yeah. Hey, what's poppin', man? This your boy YFN Lucci. I'm in the building.
Listen, YFN Lucci came to Charlotte 2 years ago for our block party.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I had no idea of what was about to happen. He shut it down. They went crazy. I want to say that is probably top five block parties that we've ever had.
Top five.
It might top three. Shoot, I don't know. It might be the best one.
I know one thing is definitely up there.
Yes.
Man, how have you seen your own success grow over the last, man, 1, 2, 3 years?
Man, you know, my first mixtape I dropped was Wish Me Well. Mm-hmm. It was like in 2014. And after that, like, I was just doing club shows every night. I mean, not every night, every weekend. Like, every weekend of the whole year. And I dropped the second one. And then it kept going, and I got a little more busier where I started doing shows through the weekdays. And now it's like I do big arenas.
Mm-hmm.
When I walk around places, like, so many people, like, just acknowledge me. Like, oh, man, they go Lou.
And Luch.
Oh, they call me C50. Oh, they go Lou Pop. Mm-hmm. Oh, they go Lou Wop. So the growth, the growth, it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
Just to see the people adapt to me like that.
For someone to call you Lou Pop. How do you feel about that with, you know, some of the younger rappers coming out and, you know, sort of downplaying some of our hip-hop legends?
Nah, you could never downplay a legend.
Yeah.
You know, they feel, when they call me Lou Pop, like, that's what I always talk about. You know, like, people get in the game, if they say they something like this person, they get bashed for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I went that way, like, Thug, like Pop, or like Pop, and my fans, like, they accept that. They call me that. Or they say, boy, out of anybody, you make me believe you him or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's big to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's a legend. And
what made you start rapping, Lucci? Like, what made you get into this rap game?
My big brother, YFNK, and just the love of music when I was young, just listening to music on the radio. I used to listen to R. Kelly a lot.
Yeah.
I always wanted to sing to girls and stuff.
So I read something that talked about you singing. Like, can you sing? Or I saw some conflicting reports.
I can't really sing. It's just like, it's my voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's just how I sound when I go in the booth.
The
louder my voice goes, the, like, higher pitch it is.
Uh-huh.
It's like a unique sound.
Yeah. So YFN Lucci in the studio with us. Man, you just dropped the brand new mixtape. Ray
album,
Ray from Summer
album.
It's an album?
Yeah, my debut album. Yeah. My debut album and my first one. Ray Ray from Summer Hill. Yeah, man, you know. I got a couple features on there. I got Wale,
mm-hmm.
Tip,
mm-hmm.
Offset.
Meek Mill, yep. Offset, Dreezy, YFN K, YFN Trey Pound, and we lit. That's it.
You've already worked with a lot of people. Is there anybody else in the game that you would like to work with?
Kendrick Lamar.
Wow. Mm.
Drake.
Speaking of Kendrick Lamar, did you see Black Panther?
Yeah, I seen Black Panther.
What'd you think about it?
I liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I did. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Why did you title the album Ray Ray of Summer Hill?
Okay. Like, my name is Rayshon Bennett.
Okay.
That's the name my mother gave me.
Yes, sir.
And in the hood, everybody called me Ray Ray. Like, growing up, my mama gave me that name. And everybody called me Ray Ray. So, in the hood... In Summer Hill, the hood that I grew up in, that's what I was known for and wherever I went. So it's like when I rap, like I rap about a true story. Like, like I give them what I've been through or me. I tell them, I let them know me so they feel like they're a part of me. So I named it Ray Ray from Summer Hill, like a book, like a title of a book. Like that's me, that's my story.
Yeah, I got a lot of partners on lockdown. And that's what they listen to on lockdown. They listen to Lucci.
Yeah.
And, like, actually one of my partners on lockdown, he been locked down for a minute. He put me on. He was like, bro, you got to listen to Lucci. And ever since then, man, it's like I've been on it since the first Wish Me Well 2, Long Live Nut.
Yeah.
And now I got the new album. I'm like, dog, man. I really feel like, you know, man, you really talk about something and you really touch people with your music.
Yeah.
So, like, how does that feel for you to know that you really touch people with your music?
Like, before I got in the game, I used to watch, like, certain people videos of them in the club. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, hey, man, when I drop, I want them to sing my song the same way, word for word. So, like, I've been working so hard, like, on this for so long. And the things I put in my music, like, mm-hmm. some of the stuff people wouldn't even talk about. So I put it in my music for my fans to hear and know that about me. And to see them recite it with me at the show made me feel like we all just a part of each other.
Yeah.
A great vibe.
You know what question I'm about to ask you about, right?
Put me down.
I'm going to ask you about your boo thing. Is you and Regine? I've seen some reports
Why
about you.
The man over there?
You and Regine?
Nah, I wasn't thinking about Ray Ray from somewhere here.
Regine Carter. Is that Bay?
Talking about Bay? Ray Ray?
Regine Carter.
Ray.
Regine Carter.
I mean, is that a part of your life you want to keep secret, or is that something you want to put out though?
You know, I got Ray Ray from somewhere on the way. No, I ain't no secretive person though. Yeah, so you know, mm-hmm. you'll see what you're gonna see.
Yeah,
I ain't hiding.
So not saying that she's your bae, but for your bae, what is something nice that Lucci buys for his bae?
I like to buy roses every week.
Oh, every week.
Every week.
Woo, boy, you a tough act to follow.
So nice.
She get another man, boy. It's going to be crucial.
Yeah, he going to have to get.
He got to step game up.
Yeah, I'm going to send you some. Bro, I'm going to get you some every week. If I can't get the rose, I got to come with some.
I like that.
See what I'm saying? You already putting the pressure on these brothers, Lucci. Every week. We got to do something.
Every week.
Boy, listen. But, hey, but the coochie count just went down. You know what they're going to say. Lucci said, you got to give me something every week. He's got a different type of money. He's playing with a different
type of money. Well, with it out being in the media with you and Regine, is it sort of intimidating knowing that she is Lil Wayne's daughter, first daughter, and knowing, you know, how tight that bond is?
I got Ray Ray from somewhere here. Outright.
I'm laughing
now.
Keep looking at
it's like, outright now. We ain't got to go by. You smell me. Yeah.
Who is that?
Bay bought it.
Who is that over there?
Bay bought it.
Bay bought it.
Yeah, Bay bought it. Y'all go by.
Who is that over there? Who is that? That's my
man, DJ Lavish Lee. My
What's
DJ
up?
In the building.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
Yeah, but go buy the album because Bay showed it by the album.
I know, that's right. Hey, Lucci, so I asked a lot of people this question. Like, growing up, did you play sports in school, like football, basketball?
Yeah, I played
like
basketball and football.
Were you good?
I was good, but I wasn't, like, the star on the team
because
I was small, so they ain't really
but you
get
hoop,
no play
though.
In the game, but I can hoop, yeah.
Which one is your favorite?
Basketball.
You got a favorite team?
Golden State.
Okay.
Like, you know, Steph Curry's from Charlotte, so.
Yeah,
Chef Curry with the pot, boy.
Yeah,
we
shout out to him.
Even though we got the Hornets, we still support.
That's what's up.
So we here in the Madhouse do this thing. It's called Madhouse Great Debate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a couple options, and you just tell me which one you like. Okay.
Live Finn Lucci live inside the Madhouse with us. Go ahead, Justin.
Yes, here we go. This one was about best duo. All right. Yes. We got Drake and Future, Boosie and Webby, Method Man and Redman, or Jay-Z and Kanye West?
Boosie and Webby.
There it is.
Yep, yep.
Shout out to Boosie. He also retweeted our Madhouse Great Debate for that one. So shout out to him.
Shout out to the OGs.
Brown or white liquor?
I started out with white. I ended up drinking brown. But it depends on how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. I might go white.
Okay. Which one gets you like right? You know when I take this.
Lately, I've been liking brown though, so I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Spades, Uno, War, or Tonk?
Spade.
All right. You good at spades?
Yeah.
You don't be reneging.
Nah.
It's killed in the liquor house.
What?
It's killed by my partner reneging. You gotta get up out of here.
All right. Which restaurant has the best bread? Red Lobster, Olive Garden, or Texas Roadhouse? I don't know if you're familiar with that one.
Red Lobster.
Red Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
That's what Jack
Quay
said.
Yeah. Red Lobster.
He started singing a song about
him. He closed his eyes and everything while he was reminiscing. I was like, Jack Quay, open up your eyes. We're just talking about biscuits.
So let me ask you this. Power or Empire?
Power or Empire Or The Wire.
Or The Wire.
Let me throw that one in there. That was the last one.
Ooh. Oh, my homie love The Wire. I kind of like missed that episode. I was young and just in the streets. And so I got to go with Power.
Power.
So let me ask you about that, man, about being in the streets. What's the craziest thing that happened to you out there in the streets? I know a lot of stuff go down out there. And, you know, a lot of people don't make it out. So you got a chance to make it out.
I've been shot at. I don't know, but ain't nothing worse than when I broke my ankle, and I was rich, and I was a rapper.
Yeah.
I broke my ankle, though. That was one of the worst
things. How did you break your ankle?
Riding a four-wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think I remember reading about
the
that.
Tire rolled over my ankle, so my foot was almost, like, dislocated.
How long were you out?
I was in the hospital for, like, a month.
Wow.
Came home, got a little well for like another month, but then I did a show. I was still injured when I was doing shows. And then probably like a year, I was walking real good.
Did they treat you different in the hospital that you had money? Because you know sometimes you go to the hospital and you ain't got no money.
they
treat you a little different.
They still was, you know, they weren't just come on time, but, you know, I had to get them right. I had to get them right.
What's next for you, man? You ever thought about doing movies or anything? Like, cause you got a movie look like you should be on a screen doing a movie or something.
Yeah, I can see you on Power.
Yeah.
I need to be on Power, man. I've been trying to holler at the homie Phil.
Yeah.
You know, he need to put me there. But yeah, I sure do want to do some acting.
Mm-hmm.
I had tried out for the Barbershop 3 role in that like a year ago or two. But I ain't make it, but you know, I'm gonna work on it. I gotta get me a little acting coach or something, and then just take it more serious while I'm on tour. When I get out of tour, I probably have a little time to focus on that or something. But I most definitely want to do that. I got my label. I'm starting my label, YFNBC.
Mm-hmm.
I got my brother, YFN Trey Pound, YFN K, Ferrari Fred, YFN Money, YFN Step. And they all hard. Like, they all got different flows.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you go to other cities, do you collaborate with artists in that city? Because a lot of cities, like Charlotte, we have a lot of local artists that, you know, they're on the cusp of bubbling. So do you collab with other artists in other cities?
Yeah. Especially if the song, like, good in a way. Like, problem. I hop on it.
Are you looking for artists on your label?
Probably in, like, 6 to 7, 8 months, but not right now.
Yeah. What would you be looking for in an artist?
Like, authenticity. Mm-hmm. If I'm saying that right, they have to have swag and like personality, and you know, just they got to be real.
Mm-hmm.
So my label we're gonna be filled around real. It's gonna be business, but it's gonna be real.
Yeah.
YFN Lucha Live inside the Madhouse. So let me ask you this: before Bay, what was the craziest thing them ladies did for you out down the road? Because I know the road can get crazy.
Boy, they do it all.
Can I see a DM?
I know you was going to ask him that.
You don't want to see my DM.
I
can't show you that.
You got
some DMs,
Lucha? I can't show mine. I can't show mine. Bay in my DM.
Whoever that is. Okay.
We know who that is, though.
Lucha, what do you want people to take from your new album, man? What do you want them to take away from it?
I want them to listen, you know, and learn and just know that I put my all into it, you know. Like, really sit down and listen to it and know, like, I ain't just rapping. Like, I'm telling you things, like, what I went through and how you can make it out of it. Because I did the same thing and I made it out. How you should take care of your family or your friends and don't talk to people like this. Just everything, morals. You smell me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I want them to see that I done grew. Like, I'm elevating. You can hear it in my voice, my music, what I'm talking about, the sound, my beat selection. And just keep supporting me.
So, YFN Lucha Live inside the Madhouse. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on social media. Pick up the brand new album. How do we follow you on social media?
Go follow me on Twitter and Instagram at YFN Lucci, YFN Lucci. Go do that now. Go get that album, Ray Ray from Summer Hill. Go buy it on iTunes, on the iTunes store app. Go get it. Go buy it.
Charlotte's plug, keeping you plugged into the streets is 598.
Tell Bay we said hey.
I'm going to let her know. I'm going to let her know.